The German air raids became a terrifying fact of life for Londoners in the fall of 1940. Their intended effect was to terrorize the British, but as Murrow observed, more than anything, they galvanized public outrage against the enemy.
The Germans come over as soon as it's dark, a few minutes earlier each night. For the first few hours, they drop very little heavy stuff. Seem to concentrate on incendiaries, hoping to start fires to act as beacons for the high explosives later on. They generally come singly or in pairs, circle around over the searchlights two or three times, and then you can hear them start their bombing run, generally a shallow dive. And those bombs take a long time to fall. The attack will probably increase in intensity, but things will have to get much worse before anyone here is likely to consider it too much to bear. We are told today that the Germans believe Londoners, after a while, will rise up and demand a new government, one that will make peace with Germany. It's more probable that they will rise up and murder a few German pilots who come down by parachute. The life of a parachutist would not be worth much in the East End of London tonight.